League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Let's face it, you're out there in the world and you see some things from time to time. They're questionable at best. People's behavior, a lot of times you just kind of say that to yourself and then walk away without saying anything. But of course, here, we encourage you to share. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. It's Raven in 1-800-330-9999 if you want to contribute. Christian, what's up on your Friday?
If you spend $20,000 trying to prove that the earth is flat, and you find out in that $20,000 experiment that the earth is in fact round, that's all I need to know about you.
What happened?
Basically, the long and short of it is this flat earther tried to prove that the world is indeed flat.
Yeah, how did he try to prove it? What was his hypothesis?
His whole thing was, if a guy stood about 17 miles away and shone a light
right
in the direction that they both were in.
That's a heck of a flashlight.
That's one very strong flashlight.
Uh-huh.
You'd be able to see it.
And so he did this experiment?
Yeah, and turns out you can't see it because of the curvature of the earth.
All right.
Spent $20,000. And he's wrong. And it's all on video and it's on Reddit and it's glorious.
There was also a guy who was supposed to launch himself on a steam-powered rocket on Sunday. And he's also a flat earther. And I mean, listen, I always thought being an astronaut would be fun, too. I don't know if I'm going to hop on something that used to power locomotives across the country.
Yeah, I wouldn't be so sure about that.
Trying to take it to space, but I mean, to each their own. If every field trip requires a new purchase, that's all I need to know about you. I've been tasked with going to find a new cooler because we've got a beach trip planned for next week. And apparently the one that we've got just doesn't keep things cold enough. It does, actually.
It doesn't cut it.
But it's ugly now, and now it needs to be replaced because they're on sale before Labor Day, says my wife. Yeah, so
congrats on spending.
I don't even think I'm allowed home before I go procure this cooler. And who knows what quart sizes mean online. I can't just order this thing.
She's so going to stop you right at the door with an outstretched hand and say, wait a second, show me the cooler.
You know, acting like, we're two people. How many sandwiches can there be? We have like three miscellaneous coolers in the garage.
Right. What are you going to do? Just paint one, I guess.
1-800-330-9999 if you want to go ahead and share. That's all I need to know about you.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Amanda and Scott joining us together this morning. Let's start with you, Amanda. What's going on?
Okay, during the 4th of July, we had sort of a block party, and our dog knocked over one of our neighbor's kids on our front lawn, and this kid, he broke his wrist.
Oh, boy.
So we have been telling this child's parents, we've been saying, don't let your 10-year-old son near our dog. Don't do it. Just don't, because we have a big dog, small kid. But the kid tried to play with our dog anyway. Now his parents want us to pay the medical bill copay, which is $200 for this ER visit. And now I'm just thinking, okay, let's just pay it. Let's just be done. I don't want to deal with it. But my husband doesn't want to do it at all because then he says, well, it admits fault and it's really the kid's fault for going near him after we said don't do it. But I kind of just want it to be done because this is, it's our neighborhood.
This is a little bit tricky. Scott, elaborate for me.
Look, all right. Bottom line, right? America doesn't deal with terrorists. We're not going to deal with people terrorizing us for money, okay? The dog wasn't doing anything. The kid got knocked over. Accidents happen, right? And now these guys want us to pay for it. And I'm not going to let our dog take the blame for something the kid did on his own.
I get what you're saying. On the other hand, I mean, isn't there a part of you concerned that they might turn around and sue and you kind of just be like, hey, this is the best way to handle this. Let's just get it in the rearview mirror?
Here's the thing. If I pay for that right now, I have admitted that it is our fault.
Mm.
something that happened on my front yard that that kid walked onto, okay? That's number one. Right. Number two, if I pay for it, now they have a record that I have taken blame for something, and what happens if the dog does something else to the kid? What are they going to do next time?
Our dog, you know what I mean? Our dog is not going to do something else to the kid. That's not going to happen.
But you
at
don't
all.
Know that? That kid has no fear. He's going to run into our yard. He's going to do whatever.
He's not going to do anything else, and you're else being happens. So dramatic with that terrorist comment. That was just ridiculous.
It is kind of hard to decipher what is the right thing, because you don't want to admit that guilt. Maybe you could have them sign something and then you pay the copay, but would that really hold up if they change their mind?
All I'm saying is, if the kid starts climbing the fence and then he scratches himself from the fence, is that our fault too?
Well, it depends which attorney you're talking to, right? All right, guys. Well, what we can do is we can ask our audience for advice here. If they agree with Amanda, then you should just pay this medical bill, be done with it, put it in your rearview mirror, and hope that they never raise the issue again. And keep that kid away from the dog if he's not going to go ahead and respect your wishes when dealing with your animal on your property. But maybe they agree with you, Scott. Paying it off is admitting guilt and only opens up Pandora's box. You should draw a hard line on this. They were warned about it. The kid was told not to enter your yard. He did. He was playing with the animal. You're going to stick to your guns and not pay this bill. You guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. Sure.
All right. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Amanda and Scott had a little bit of trouble over the July 4th weekend, and as we get ready for Labor Day weekend, this is something that maybe you should be considering. So their neighborhood had a block party of sorts. There's a 10-year-old in the neighborhood that's a little bit rowdy, as kids will be, of course. They've got a really, really large dog. Now, the dog didn't attack the kid or anything like that, but when the kid was playing on their yard and went ahead and wanted to play with the dog just pushed him over. Kid ended up breaking his wrist. So now, Amanda would prefer that they just pay the copay of the medical expenses when the kid had to visit the ER and so forth and take care of this issue. But Scott says that's admitting guilt and opens themselves up to more litigation coming up in the future, because what about all the other doctor appointments, the follow-up, the therapy, that kind of thing? Where will it end? 1-800-330-9999. He wants to talk to an attorney before doing anything at all if they take any action. She says, no, let's just put this behind us. 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna and Raven, what do you think? Whose side are you on?
I totally agree with him. I have neighbors that do not have fight kits and never listen. They're always in our place. I'm like, what is going on? So, you know what? I'm on his side.
Yeah, you got to be kind of preemptive on this, because sometimes, you know, the town will automatically side with the kid. I mean, you see it time and time again when somebody enters somebody's property and then, you know, the dog does something and yet they quarantine or take the dog or whatever. So, yeah, you got to be careful what you admit to, no question.
Yeah, these parents don't, they're not educating their kids. Their kids don't listen anymore.
1-800-330-9999. Still want to hear from you. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Amanda and Scott are dealing with a headache that happened a long July 4th weekend. Their neighborhood had a block party, and one of the kids of the neighborhood, despite being warned and the parents being told to stay away from their dog, wanted to go ahead and mess with their dog. It's a really large dog. He didn't bite him or anything like that, but he ended up pushing him over during horseplay, and the kid broke his wrist. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court. Amanda thinks it would be smart for them just to pay the medical copays that the kid dealt with when he went to the hospital. But Scott says, no, it will have no ending. It'll be admitting guilt, and it opens us up to legal matters in the future. What will they want for his physical therapy? What will they want for his ongoing appointments? Besides, we warned him. The question is, who's right? Should they just take care of this with Amanda and hope that the situation is completely resolved? Or should they not admit to anything and not pay anything? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side. I actually had this happen to a family member. They were repeatedly told not to go near a dog. He went near the dog, got bit, and my family member sued for $30,000 and actually got it. The insurance company settled before doing anything. He had access to the dog, which was their case, and that was the end of it.
Yeah, Anna and Raven, what do you think about this?
Hi, good morning. I'm on the side of the wife, and I feel like paying $200 to make it go away is a good decision. They can always have the parents sign something saying they won't, you know, litigate further, but having a pet is a responsibility, and it is a liability when you're a homeowner.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on the wife's side. Personally, I just think it's being a nice neighbor, because $200 isn't that much money. But I think you've suggested I would maybe even run it by an attorney, if they have an attorney, to see how they could word a piece of paper that just says this is a one-time thing out of niceness.
and that they are not held responsible, nor do they admit full blame.
I like the use of the term niceness. Let's make sure the attorney puts that in. We're going to be ultra yeah. nicey. Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on the husband's side. I think they shouldn't take responsibility because the boy climbed under their yard.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Back with the verdict. Scott, our audience agreed with you. If you pay this medical bill, you're admitting guilt. You could be opening up yourself to legal action in the future. Maybe you guys need to make a couple phone calls and get a little bit of legal advice before you make your final decision on this.
Well, I don't know. I'm now totally I feel like we're going to be the bad guys in our neighborhood, but I'm going to, you know, maybe people know better than me here, so I guess we're going to do it. We'll see what happens. Oh, my goodness.
I prefer to spend $200 on a lawyer than on giving it away.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, you could pay that copay, and then they come back 6 years later, and, oh, he's in high school now, and he can't throw a pitch the right way. You know, he wants to play baseball, and he can't do this the right way. We're going to sue you for
$100,000. That's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you do kind of open yourself up for that. You might be great neighbors today, but you never know what happens next week, next month, next year.
I guess.
True story.
I guess. All right, well, here we go.
Well, thanks for joining us this morning. If anybody else has an issue, of course, you can always email us, couplescourt@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks. Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
I'm by winning. I win here and I win there. Now what?
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
That's how I got so strong. Giant's milk.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Hey, Jim, can you ask Raven to leave the room, please?
Raven, could you leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Jim.
All right, Jim.
Thanks.
Once that door closes, he can't hear us. So how it's going to work, I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. Bring Raven back in. Ask him the same five. If you beat him, you get yourself a $100 gift card to Little Pub. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right, here we go. Number one, the trailer for the movie Last Christmas dropped, starring Emilia Clarke. What was the name of her character in Game of Thrones? Number two, a musical about Princess Diana is coming to Broadway in 2020. What was the name of the artist that wrote Candle in the Wind 1997 after she died?
Elton John.
Number three, Joe Jonas of the Jonas Brothers turned 30 years old yesterday. How many brothers does Joe have?
Three.
Number four, a year ago today, we lost the Queen of Soul. What was the Queen of Soul's name?
Aretha Franklin.
And number five, Disney is releasing a live-action remake of The Lady and the Tramp for their new streaming service, Disney Plus. What kind of dog is Lady?
Terrier.
All right, let's get Raven back in here.
All right, how do you do?
Jim got 4 out of 5.
Wow. All right, Jim.
Here we go. All trailer right. for the movie Last Christmas dropped, starring Emilia Clarke. What is the name of her character in Game of Thrones?
Daenerys.
That's right.
Daenerys Targaryen. Breaker of chains.
Oh,
the
boy.
Great Khaleesi of the grasslands. Hey,
if we were to recite all of
the unburnt
names, we'd be here all day.
Right. Well.
Number two, a musical about Princess Diana is coming to Broadway in 2020. What was the name of the artist that wrote Candle in the Wind 1997 after she died?
My man Elton John.
That's right. That's
Sir
right.
Elton John, if Sir. You're nasty.
Put some respect on his name. Number three, Joe Jonas of the Jonas Brothers turned 30 yesterday. How many brothers does Joe have?
He has three brothers, two other famous ones, and then there's the bonus Jonas.
That's right, Frankie Jonas. Number four.
Is that his name?
That's true.
That's really his name?
I did not think you were going to get that, but I'm very surprised that you did.
I love that, Frankie. Frankie's like a plumber. The rest of the guys, they do music.
Oh, I'm Frankie.
Frankie's like a sheetrock guy.
He's a carpenter.
He's a really, really, really good tile contractor.
A year ago today, we lost the Queen of Soul. What was the Queen of Soul's name?
Aretha Franklin.
That's right.
Of course, the Queen, man.
Come on now. And you guys are now tied, so let's see if you can get this last question right. Disney is releasing a live-action remake of The Lady and the Tramp for their new streaming service, Disney Plus. What kind of dog is Lady?
Oh, boy. She is a... Oh, she's got the ears and she's a... is she a Pekingese? No. Pekingese is my guess.
No, Cocker Spaniel.
Cocker Spaniel. I should... What's wrong with me? It was one of my first girlfriends.
Well, there you go. But dog was your first girlfriend?
Just move along.
Okay. All right. Well, on that note, Jim, unfortunately, you guys tied today. That means he does get the victory, but you get yourself an Anna and Raven mug.
Complete with an extra ounce.
I can't be brave.
He sounds like he's crying. Hold on, Jim. We'll get you that mug. Don't worry. We'll get you that mug, sir.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
Nothing but good news this time of day. There's plenty of bad news out there that we can find. But, you know, if you look around, you can usually find something positive in your own life or even right across the street, whatever it may be. And sometimes that's all the lift you need. 1-800-330-9999. It's so easy. Just fill in the blank. Tell me something good. Coming up tomorrow, I'll be out at Dan Perkins Subaru, by the way. Just want to mention that 10 a.m. Come on by. They're doing a dog wash along with all sorts of dog-friendly family activities going on over there. And, of course, the great deals as you get ready for Labor Day and the end of the summer season. Come on by and say hello. I'll be at Dan Perkins Subaru in Milford. And that's going to be good because the weather is going to be absolutely perfect. Along with that, we're also celebrating tomorrow 10 years of freedom. One of my friends who never was a friend before, I met him after, and he just it left an impression on me as one of the most positive individuals I've ever met. Somebody that was incarcerated for over 20 years for a crime he was in no way involved with, and the Innocence Project set him free. And I was very weary when I first met this guy. And, you know, now it's just amazing to me what an incredible human being he is. I knew shortly after I had met him that, in fact, yes, trust the science and know this. And just it's just an amazing testament to what people can go through and still be positive. So, Ken Ireland, thank you so much for teaching me so much, because it's been a pleasure to know you. And tomorrow we're celebrating 10 years of being out of Innocence, setting him free. So a great, great time with that. We've got the phones open, as always. 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Tell me something good.
Hi, I'd like to share something good.
Go ahead. What do you got?
I just got a really good job in Florida, and I'm moving.
Oh, good for you, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, we hate to see you go, but, I mean, getting a really great job in a place that you've been after with no income tax, just sticking that in there, and plenty of sunshine sounds wonderful to me.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
Yeah, when are you leaving? How quickly?
I'm leaving on the 27th.
Adios. Good luck. Have a great time.
Thanks.
Take us with you on the app. You know how that works.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I couldn't leave Anna and Raven.
Best of luck. Yeah, Anna and Raven, tell me something good.
Hi. Hey. So, young and recently diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, got a clean bone scan yesterday, and just got married.
What a scary situation that can be, right? And to get good news like that when you've been doing everything right, life's all falling in line. The obstacles just seem to get out of your way when you make the big decisions. Congratulations on getting married, too.
Yep, and I finished chemo next week, and then it's been perfect.
Well, good luck to you. Let's all positive energy going your way. Thanks so much for sharing.
Absolutely.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.